I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a question to ask you guys. 913-586-7965. Now, I think I know the answer based on the text line's reaction whenever we've talked about the Royals this week. But you know what? I'm not going to let that scare me off because the text line could say that I'm being ridiculous with this question. Old school Carrington hypothetical button style. Rob, you don't even got to hit the music for this. There's two buttons. One button, if you press it, it guarantees that the Royals sweep this series. But if you press the button, the Chiefs lose their next two road games and come back to Kansas City 2-2 on Monday night against the New Orleans Saints. You pressing the button, Rob? Or do you think Kansas City presses the button? If right now, in front of Kauffman Stadium, maybe we put it down at the Plaza Art Fair this weekend. What's like the 93rd Plaza Art Fair?
Sounds right.
I put a button right there. If you press the button, the Royals win all three games this weekend, but the Chiefs fall to 2-2. What do you think Kansas City does? Do you think Kansas City's pressing that button? Because if you press the button, the Royals are making the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Even the most pessimistic Royals fan, you have to acknowledge, if the Royals win all three games this weekend against the Giants, you ain't catching them. You ain't catching them with six games to go, certainly not with their games against the Washington Nationals. They can end this conversation this weekend with the sweep. Do you think Kansas City is pressing that button, or do you think they're willing to roll the dice and let the Royals figure it out? The reason I think Kansas City would press the button is just last season we saw that the Chiefs don't need home field advantage. In that scenario of them being 2-2, you still win the division, in my opinion. You still go to the postseason, and all this team needs to do is get into the dance. If you get into the dance, we saw last season, anything is possible. They went on the road to Buffalo. They went on the road to Baltimore. They still won the Super Bowl. So the Chiefs can lose these next two games, and still everything can be fine. Would you sacrifice the Chiefs to help the Royals? That's my question, Rob Brenton.
Here's the thing. First off, I would smash the button. I think it's a very easy and obvious thing. I think the city is tougher. But, like, I don't think your terminology is correct there. You're not sacrificing the Chiefs. How many times have we, over the Chiefs dynasty, learned...
Texan's very split right now.
The regular season doesn't matter for the Chiefs. You know what I learned last year watching the Chiefs in regular season? It doesn't matter. It just doesn't. If they get hot at the right time, or they put it together at the right time, or 15 just starts throwing to the right team at the right time, they're just... They are so superior at quarterback, it does not matter. The Chiefs were a mediocre regular season team last year. They won the Super Bowl. They were mediocre. The year they lost to the Bengals in the AFC title game, they played it at home. They were 3-4 at one point. And the Chiefs, as we opened the show with, are deciding, let's tinker and mess around with left tackle in week three of the NFL season. They know it. I know it. Fans know it. The regular season doesn't matter for the Chiefs. So I don't think it's sacrificing the Chiefs. I would easily smash this button, and I'm surprised anyone would do this because 2-2 is not a death sentence. It's just a setback.
I mean, I'm reading it right now, and the text line, you can see, is very, very split on if they would press the button. So the question, if you're just tuning in, I put a button in front of you. If you press the button, the Royals sweep the Giants this weekend. But the penalty is the Chiefs fall to 2-2. They lose their next two games on the road. They come back on Monday Night Football, and they are at 500.
Probably second in the division at that point, too.
Yeah, probably.
They would have lost the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers, yeah. This is the only reason I'm surprised about this is you can't tell me don't overreact. It's the regular season about Travis Kelce, and now regular season games are so important. You got to win these next two games. It can't be both. If there's a team that I think could sacrifice these next two and still be fine, it's the Chiefs, especially because you got those first two out the way. You beat Baltimore and you beat the Bengals. Losing to the Falcons just doesn't really matter. I know every game in the NFL counts and every game is so important. If they lose to an NFC team in week three, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the least bit. This team's still going to win 12 games. They're still going to be fine. You know the games you really need to win? The first two, they got a game against Houston later on the season and a game against Buffalo. Those are the ones I encourage you to win. This Sunday, it's okay. So I'm throwing that question out there. If you would press the button, I'm going to ask Nate Taylor that question. What does he think Kansas City does in that scenario? I think you have to press the button. The Chiefs don't need the help. The Royals need the help. The Royals need the help to make the postseason. The Chiefs, they'll figure it out. They were 500 the last 2 months of the season last year. They still won the Super Bowl.
Also, you know how many NFL fans tell me the season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving? Then the NFL season hasn't started. If you're a believer in that sentence, the NFL season has not begun. Baseball season has entered its crunch time. Crunch time games matter more than week three. They just do. They do.
All right, text line, let me know. It's very, very split. It's a little more split than I thought it was going to be. We're going to ask Nate Taylor this question coming up on the other side. Get his thoughts, get his opinion. I had no clue that regular season games were this important to you guys on the text line. This has been a startling revelation, but you know what? I learn things all the time on this show. Keep right here, it's The Drive.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.